Despite the trouble with U.S. allies, military officials insist that they're ready to attack Iraq if ordered. NPR Steve Inskeep is in the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar, the headquarters of U.S. General Tommy Franks. Good to talk with you, Steve.
Hi, Lynn.
Steve, tell me, just how ready is the U.S. military if some of the equipment is still at sea?
Well, it is the military's business, Lynn, to say that they're ready to execute whatever orders the president gives them. And that is what Tommy Franks, the commanding general, said this past week in a network television interview. In addition, Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said this past week that there's still what he called a northern option, that there still may be a way to attack Baghdad from the north, even though Turkey has not provided any corridor, any lane to do that with. In addition to that, U.S. forces do have a lot of firepower on the ground in Kuwait, the equivalent of several divisions worth of armored and infantry troops who are just about ready to go. And I should mention that one reason that U.S. military officials are willing to say that they're ready is that they are counting on the weakness of their enemy. They don't really have a lot of respect for the fighting strength of the Iraqi military right now, and they're hoping the Iraqis, for the most part anyway, won't really fight at all.
Why is the U.S. Counting on the fact that Iraqi soldiers may not put up a big fight?
Lynn, a lot of the effort of the last several months by the U.S. government has been to emphasize the inevitability of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, and they're hoping that when Iraqi soldiers and Iraqi civilians conclude that Saddam Hussein will be gone, they're not going to obey his orders.
Is any incentive being thrown in by the American government to persuade Iraqi soldiers not to fight?
Well, it's interesting. This past week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, indicated that if Iraqi soldiers choose not to fight, they might not even be forced to surrender and give up their arms. They might end up getting to keep their jobs, in effect, and they might be part of any Iraqi army that serves any future Iraqi government. But, of course, if they resist, or especially if they use weapons of mass destruction, the U.S. will use all the force that it has against them.
Steve, we've been talking about U.S. readiness for battle in the region, but there's also a fight for public opinion that's going on. And I understand that you have discovered a man who is somewhat critical to the U.S. effort, and he's not American. Can you tell us about him?
He's an interpreter. He works for the satellite channel Al Jazeera, which is very famous for broadcasting tapes of Osama bin Laden and so forth, but it also broadcasts live press conferences and speeches of President Bush and Secretary Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and Tony Blair and others. And when they speak in English, what you hear is the voice of this one man, Muwafaq Taufik. And if you turned on Al Jazeera on Friday, Lynn, to watch President Bush's live announcement regarding Middle East peace, you would not hear the voice of George W. Bush. You'd hear this.
لقد تحدثت عن اليوم الذي تعيش فيه دولتان فلسطينية وإسرائيلية جنبا إلى جنب في أمن وسلام.
After being born in Iraq, Muwafaq Taufik left in the 1970s. He spent more than 20 years in London. So he spent time in two different worlds, which is one of the reasons that I want you to meet him. I met him at a restaurant the other day here in Doha, Qatar, and he talked about his experience interpreting the president and others to the Islamic world.
Because I have been doing this for the last year and a half, almost on weekly, sometimes daily basis, a lot of people confuse me for President Bush.
Not much resemblance, though.
No, not a lot, no. I'm a better communicator than he is, some people say. No, that's a joke.
Well, what is it like to translate a presidential speech or to translate a presidential press conference? What do you focus on?
Well, first of all, it's a huge responsibility. I mean, I'm not forgiven for any mistakes I make, so therefore, it really is a very demanding job. There are very tense moments when you know you are there with your headphones and your mic and the President of the United States giving a statement which will probably change the history of mankind one day, if it's war or a major event like that, you know. So I have to be extra careful, you know, with every word he utters. His Texan accent sometimes doesn't help. Neither does his religious zeal sometimes when he starts quoting from the Old Testament. You know, it's not easy to translate that sometimes.
Is there a phrase that he spoke or that any of the reporters spoke that stays in your mind?
Yeah, I was there translating when he used the word crusades. For a moment I thought, shall I translate this as it is or what? But then I thought, I'm required by the professional standards of my job to do that. So I did and hoped for the best, realizing that it will cause a lot of controversy, and rightly so it did.
What is the Arabic word for crusade, or translation for that idea?
It's two words, actually. One word is as-salibiyya, which means the carriers of the cross, or anybody who goes on a campaign in the name of the cross. The cross being the crucifix, the symbol of Christianity, of course. I know the English connotation for the word now, the most common one, is to endeavor or to make an effort to achieve something. But in the minds of all Muslim people, it can only mean one thing.
I know that all journalists have to talk to people that they might disagree with and try to understand their stories and pass on those stories to other people as fairly as possible. But is it particularly difficult to listen to the exact words of someone you may disagree with and try to pass on those exact words?
Yes, it's difficult, you know, but you have to be honest. You have to tell it as you see it or as you hear it, you know. Maybe being a human being, you know, some of your own feelings will find their way into things. I mean, luckily I haven't had any complaints so far, you know, that, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but so far so good, you know.
Lynn, that's Mowafaq Tawfiq. He is the simultaneous translator for Al Jazeera, the Arabic language satellite channel. And I should mention that his viewers, or listeners, if you will, include his mother, who is still in Iraq. And she says that, to him, that it's a great comfort that even though she can't see his face, at least she can hear his voice, speaking the words of President Bush.
Okay, thanks very much.
Happy to help.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Doha, Qatar.